Superintendent Ernest Winston told the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board yesterday that his request for a $37 million increase from the county probably isn't realistic. WFAE's Andos Helms reports on the dilemma that that creates.
Winston opened Wednesday's budget talks with a sobering message from the county on what the coronavirus is doing to the economy.
They have shared with us, as a result of the impact they're experiencing and anticipating, that we should expect a flat budget.
2 weeks ago, Winston pitched a $1.6 billion budget that seeks an increase of almost $37 million from the county. Staying flat would mean eliminating $37 million from his plan. But when board members and staff talked Wednesday about running a school district during a pandemic, most of the talk was about the need for more money. For instance, Chief Technology Officer Derek Root said CMS has sent home about 100,000 Chromebooks and other devices to allow students to do online lessons while schools are closed. He read a board member's written question.
Do we need to increase the technology budget because there will be some loss or damage of devices sent home?
Yes, Root said, but it's tough to estimate the loss.
You know, assuming that we could lose up to 15% of the devices that we have sent home, I would estimate the cost of replacing those devices to be between $1.5 and $2 million.
Chief Operating Officer Carol Stamper said school custodians have been required to do extra duty to sterilize schools.
I will absolutely say that over the past several weeks, we've experienced unprecedented cleaning requirements.
And those demands won't end when classes resume, she said.
I think we are in a new day. We have set a new norm.
One of the increases in Winston's budget plan is almost $3 million to boost minimum hourly wages from $13.22 to $14.11. A board member asked what it would take to move custodians to $15 an hour. The answer, another $2.7 million. Winston said some people have also asked about providing a stipend for teachers who have dug into their own pockets for resources to teach from home. He called that something to look at, but said there's no source of funding. Board Chair Elise Dashew noted that more than half of Winston's proposed increase is required just to hold steady, paying for things like state-mandated benefit increases or money to pass through to charter schools for anticipated enrollment growth.
If we only did what we absolutely are required to do, no choice whatsoever, our budget request would grow by $22.8 million. And so if we have to look at flat funding, that means we're going to have to cut or redirect $22.8 million.
And it means giving up on requests for more school counselors, social workers, and security staff, or making even bigger cuts to offset them. Board members have 2 more weeks to hash out options before they're scheduled to vote on a budget. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.